The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Age is cruel, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
If you're 30 or over, you know your body is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone warns you. You never think it'll happen to you until one day you wake up, your back hurts a little, you're slightly heavier than you used to be.
Nature coming for your ass.
You got those crow's feet, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about everybody, you specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, you might want to get those taken care of. And that's okay.
All right.
As long as you know your limits as you start to age.
Okay.
This break is about the limits to your age.
Mm-hmm.
Because one lawmaker, in an attempt to bolster the ranks of police departments across the state of New York, came up with an idea. And although all of us in the room thought this idea was a bad one.
Yeah.
One man not only thinks this is a good idea, he thinks new officers of a certain age should be mandatory in every department across New York State.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, it's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we told you about a new idea from a state lawmaker here in the Empire State.
What did I say?
Tommy, police departments have been doing all they can to bolster their ranks as police officers are retiring.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that the retirement age for a police officer is low, 20 or 25 years, depending on where you're working.
Yeah.
You've seen the recruitment programs being advertised all over the place, the state troopers and the city of Rochester pushing hard. And it turns out they are getting more recruits,
okay,
which is good. But some say it's not enough.
All right.
To fix this, a new bill was presented in the state legislature. Right now, the oldest you can be to take the civil service exam to become a cop in New York is 35 years old. This new bill would eliminate the age requirement entirely.
So there's no cap.
No matter how old you are, you could try to become a police officer.
If you pass, you in.
Yes, you got it. Now, to be clear to what you just said, you would still have to pass all the physical and mental tests and the training.
Yeah, you got
to
do all this stuff.
So they're not lowering the standards. They're just wiping out the age. And the argument is there are plenty of people, men and women, over the age of 35 that have the physical and mental aptitude to do this job.
Okay.
So they would still be the same qualified cops on the first day, just with a couple of gray hairs. And the other idea behind this is this person putting out the bill says there are people older who want to go into this line of work because they now feel inspired based on things they're seeing.
Okay.
And they are being discriminated against based on how old they are.
All right.
Tommy, you thought this was a bad idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, you did too. Your mic's off. But when we talked about it initially, we got some calls from older guys who believe they could do this.
Yes. Believe they could.
One guy was very passionate.
Oh,
said he was in his
50s.
Said he can give him 5 good years. And we received a letter from a man who not only thinks this is good, he actually wants to take it a step further.
Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, wanting old cops. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Why can't a man who is 45 to 55 start a job as a police officer if his body is conditioned enough to do it? The way the law is now in New York, this is a blatant display of age discrimination. I could not agree more that older people should be able to try and become police officers. I say that every police department in the state should be forced to hire at least one police officer over 40 every single year. We need men who remember what this world was like before things got soft. men that are willing to take back what they used to have and be the line of defense that our communities need against this nonstop barrage of crime that we see every single day on the news. The 40 and 50 and some 60-year-old guys I know are all in better shape than these lazy 20-somethings I see walking around every day. If they won't do it, we'll let the guys who want to get in there make a difference. I bet it'll just be a little while before things change, and you see how easy it can be when men who aren't willing to take any heat off anyone are put out there. Sincerely, John.
So the 6 years, they bring the heat.
Yeah, that's right.
Mostly to their backs. Because I'm so sore right now.
Bro, he even starts talking like a cheesy 70s cop movie. Yeah. They're going to bring the heat. Like that movie, Heat. John, it was John, right?
Yes.
Okay. John wants mandatory older cops for every department in the state of New York. Mm. Because the guys, those guys will do the job right, Tommy.
Yeah.
Not like these pansy current cops that John sees everywhere, right? John looks around and he sees soft-ass police officers who aren't getting the job done. Mm. John over here, back in the blue, hard right now. Okay. Can we have a come to Jesus talk?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Mm?
It's okay
that
you are not what you were 20 years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is nothing to be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, it happens to all of us. And the sooner you accept it, the easier your life becomes.
You have to make adjustments as you age.
I mean, I'm saying this, you're living this, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, we're all living it.
Right? I mean, you more than anybody.
Well, I'm close to the end and you'll be there.
No, no. I'm going to be cool forever, man.
And when are you going to start?
Bought a new boat. I'm going to live forever. I know there are people listening right now who, if they had the chance, could pass tests to become police officers in their late 30s and early 40s. But that still doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah, you're right.
The biggest problem in this specific situation, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, isn't whether or not you can do the job now. It's if you can put 20 to 25 years in.
Day after day. The grind of being a police officer.
Right. You got it. Like, police departments are looking for people to put in, like you said, day after day, 20 to 25 years. You going in for 10 years as a 40-year-old person doesn't do them any good.
No.
It does not do them any good.
Because we had to keep recruiting people.
Exactly. By the time you're done, well, all of a sudden, you got the same problem
again.
You know what every person in their life needs?
What's that?
And John, if you can hear us right now, you got to listen. And we're saying this from a place of kindness, okay? They need someone who will tell them what their limit is.
Usually that's a wife.
Okay. Maybe John's single.
All right.
He does have enough time to write letters to radio stations.
Yeah, true.
You need someone who cares about you, that will pull you aside before you do something that your body cannot handle and say, hey, listen, this is bad for you, and that's okay.
Mm.
And yes, there will be trial and error along the way. And yes, you will start to do things and realize they're not as easy anymore. And you will fail at things you used to do easily. But there are levels of how serious those consequences can be in life.
Yeah.
For example, if you hurt yourself playing pickup basketball because your body can't hold up like it used to, that sucks. But that sucks a whole lot less than blowing your knee out or throwing your back out in the first 6 months of working as a police officer at 42 years old.
Chasing those bad guys down.
Because, Tommy, those stakes are much higher.
Yeah.
Much higher.
Yeah, I agree. But.
But.
You know, you see all the ads for old people doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Zip lining, scuba diving, horseback riding on the beach with my wife.
No, but go do that stuff. Go, I'm sorry, Kimmy. Go do that stuff. Like, the consequences of that are...
Old people zip lining.
Look, you're taking the consequences into your own hand. If something bad happens to you, you know what you're doing.
But you start building up all this confidence, right?
Stop that, though. Stop the confidence. Like, you just stop being... There's an age where you should stop being confident in what your body can do.
I'm also just thinking, you know, no matter where you work, if you get a new employee over a certain age, most of the time they're coming in thinking what I can bring to the job, not what I can learn from the job. And I think that can be a problem, especially at a job like this, where you may not be willing to learn from younger people or people that have been there because you think, well, I'm the new fresh face. I have the experience. I have work experience. I'm going to tell these people how it's supposed to work.
That's a really great point that I'd never thought about before.
Because, you know, you're coming in not as like a young new person as somebody that maybe has had work experience. So you may come in a little bit more confident than the average new person and maybe overstep some boundaries.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, as you're going to have to hear, I feel bad for the cop that's got the rookie in his car who's 48 years old. And you got to, I'm sure there's a lot of downtime to police work.
Sure, yeah. My dad used to take full naps at our living room. Yeah.
Well, that guy next to you may need one, you know, because he overate at lunch. Like, the conversations will be priceless.
And like to Kimmy's point, your boss could be 10 years younger than you,
yeah.
right? There are men
and
women.
Older guys love taking instruction from young people.
There are men and women that start on forces at 21, 22, 23. You work your way up the rank. I mean, if you apply to take this job at 38, 40, 42 years old, you could have a 29, 30-year-old someone over you,
yeah,
right? And again, to be clear, this has not been made law. No. And who knows if it even passes? We have no idea, right? But we are talking about, again, 252 WCMF, a story we had 2 weeks ago, that a lawmaker in New York wants to eliminate the age restriction, the top age restriction, to become a police officer because he says we need more cops locally. Man writes us a letter. Mm-hmm. His name is John. Says not only he agrees with more movie than, he wants... he wants every police department in New York to have to hire someone over 40 every single year.
The Gray Force.
You got it. Mm. Can I address something else John wrote in his letter?
What's that?
Okay, I'm going to read you a quote. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Quote, "The 40 and 50-year-old guys I know are all in better shape than these lazy 20-somethings I see walking around every day." No, they're not, John. No, they're not. They're not. And I get, there will always be a generational rivalry.
Yeah.
And that it gives you comfort to think that you are better than the generation that is coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're not. You're not. And those kids would run circles around you, John. And if you ended up in a fist fight with them, John, they'd kick your ass. And that's okay. That's okay. And we don't know how old John is, to be fair. But again, John, if you're here, if you're with us, listen carefully. You ready?
Yeah.
You think that these 20-year-old kids are soft and you can kick all their asses, right? The generation that came before John...
Mm.
Believe the same thing about you?
Oh, yeah.
That you believe about 20 years?
Yeah, it's it goes on and on and on. It's the circle of life.
Yep. John, they saw you as soft, and they saw you as lazy, and they thought you were a bitch. And if you're right about this latest crop of 20-somethings, then logically, those old heads were right about you. Don't fall into this trap, man.
All right.
You're going to get hurt.
But you know there's guys itching to go, man. Itching to go.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I just watched Chicago 911 last night. I know how this works. We're all the good-looking people.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mikey. Mikey, how are you, brother?
Hey, Duff. Just a preface. I don't agree with John's take. However, I think there's something to be said about bringing on elder/senior... almost retired cops, police officers, with a cooler head, more mature approach to situations, and working with a younger one as like a mentor.
But those were cops.
Oh, no, are you talking about like...
He wants to bring back cops that have retired or are close to retirement back in to keep them on the force.
Is that what you mean, John, or Mike?
That's kind of what I was getting at. Because there's something to be said about bringing a certain sense of calmness and experience to a situation where fresh out of the academy want to prove themselves and make a point, and that might help this whole, the oversight committee that they have?
Yeah, look, I don't hate that idea. I mean, Mike, I don't hate that idea. And actually,
right. But there are veteran cops on the force now. They're there.
No, look, my old man just got a job recently. He works for the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Yeah. He retired as a cop in Gates after like 1,000 years because all of the sandwich shops closed. And he now works. He works out near you. He walks up and down Shone Place.
Yeah.
And he's more of like a... officer-friendly kind of guy.
But
right?
I mean, Shone Place has never been better.
But I mean, the point I'm getting at is like that's kind of what his role is,
right.
is to be that guy that if anyone has any, they, you know,
right.
that's a guy. I like that idea, Mike.
But
I
it's
like
probably
that idea.
These are
there.
Guys, but you're talking about bringing in guys with experience in this already.
Oh, right. So my dad doesn't have experience?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying
a lot different.
Not according to his son.
If you need a sandwich eating cop, this is the man for the job.
I'm saying this guy's letters, like just all old guys know what they're doing.
I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's not a lot of crime happening out there in Pittsburgh.
No, because he brought it down.
But when you've got young people coming out of the academy, I don't think bringing in elder people or people over, let's say, age 50, and I'm almost there, is going to benefit a new patrol person coming out of the academy. But if you had someone that was 50 thinking about retirement and partnering them together, now you've got a young and old, kind of a transition of handing off the guard.
Look, I think it's a great idea. I will say this. It did not work out well in colors.
Okay.
It did not work out well in colors. Just keep that in mind. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Seven people got that.
Now, there's a simple test you could have, though, if you could still do the job. Let's say you want to go into the academy and do all that. And I only got one test.
What's that?
How fast can you get out of a car?
That's a good test.
Why? Would that be a problem for you?
Yeah. I've watched most 60-year-old men get out of a car.
And you can't use the handle. You got to do it freehand.
You got to jump out of the car.
You're making it sound like an Olympic event. Yeah. Freehand car dismount. Right.
And if you can't even do that, you're out.
That's a pretty good test. I like that test. All right, listen. And again, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm saying this as a man who is starting to feel his body age at 38 years old. Yeah. All right? As we get older.
Yeah, what happens?
And if I'm wrong, you tell me. Because you've done this longer than I have.
What?
Yes. Much, much longer.
Rot.
As we get older, the benefits of age far outweigh what we lose. Because you do become wiser. You start to be able to make better decisions based on mistakes that you've made in your past.
Yeah, you pace yourself.
You start to see what is really important. And you do what you can to hold those things closer to you.
Absolutely.
And if you have that against getting to run a 9-minute mile at 45, I'd much rather have those first three things.
Oh, sure.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, get more comfortable.
Like, those are way more important. Like, what your body takes away from you, what time takes away from you, is not even close to as valuable as what you are handed.
But you got to listen to your body.
You do have to listen to your body.
And most men don't listen to their body.
Listen to your body.
It's speaking to you now.
Yes.
It's saying, stop.
And if you see my dad out in Shone Place, give the man a sandwich. He's probably starving. Will you? Thank you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How'd you like to be introduced to a man with a massive set of balls?
What'd he do?
You'd have to be carrying around big ones to even think about doing what this man is accused of, because to pull off the accusations he's facing, you'd either have to be one smooth-talking scumbag.
Okay, then they're out there.
Or the dumbest man that's ever lived.
And they're out there.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Do you want to take a little bit of a ride with me?
Yeah, where are we going?
Cayuga County.
Oh, Cayuga.
Cayuga County. There lives a 56-year-old man who was looking to sell a car.
All right.
We don't know what kind of car it was, but he managed to sell it to someone who needed it.
All right, great.
So that's all done. Except there was one small problem.
What is it?
There were some issues with the brakes.
Okay, some issues. Mm-hmm.
Some issues with the brakes.
They grind a little or like, oh my God.
I've given you the information. Right. So this 56-year-old man who sold the car to this person took the car back to do brake maintenance.
Right.
And I'm going to stop the story here. Okay?
Mm.
I have told you he is accused of a crime.
Yeah.
And with all the crime stories we do on this show, we get pretty good at being able to figure out how these stories end. Right?
Yeah.
Tommy, this man sells a car to somebody.
Right.
There's problems with the brakes.
No.
He takes the car back to fix it. Would you like to take a guess at what this man did to get himself arrested?
I'm guessing he didn't fix the brake.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Because he may not be qualified to fix brakes.
That's a good guess.
But he may have said, oh, yeah, brakes are fine.
That's a good guess. But would that be illegal?
Yeah, that's fraud.
Okay, all right, fair enough. That's a good guess. Kimmy, would you like to take a shot?
I was actually going to say the same thing.
Okay.
Those brakes were not repaired.
Okay. You, neither of you, are even close to what happened.
Did he steal his car back?
Please say, after he got the vehicle to do the brake work, okay, he never returned it.
Okay.
But Kimmy, he didn't keep it himself.
He sold it to somebody else?
He is accused of selling the car he just sold to someone else.
He doubled his profit.
He is accused of twice selling the same car.
How did he think that was going to work? The
Great
other
question.
Person was just going to be like, ah, I forgot I bought a car.
Because what do you do with the title?
Great question. All of these are really good questions that we need to figure out. So, and again, to be clear to everyone's listening, just so we are all on the same page, it's not like the person who bought the car first returned the car and then he gave them their money back. Right. They just wanted work done on it.
Right.
But after the work was done or while he was doing it, please say he sold it to someone else anyways. He's been charged with grand larceny. He's got a court date coming up. And Tommy, like you said, this guy may be into a hell of a business idea.
Yeah.
Right? Double the money selling the car two times. Come on down to Two Times Motors. So if the allegations are true, we have to try and figure out what this man's plan was, because it can't be as simple as what we're seeing in front of us.
Because you're going to get pinched.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We may need the entire break room detective agency to help us with this.
Get everybody in on it.
All right. Is it possible that after he got the car back while doing maintenance, that he was offered more than the first person paid for the car?
Oh.
And the plan was to sell it to that person and try and refund the money to the first person, keeping the difference.
But even if that's the case, that dude, the original dude, still needs a car that you sold him.
True, true.
So why would he be in on your...
He ends up with nothing. Yeah.
Why would I give... Even if you were going to give me my money back... I'm inconvenienced. Well, it's not going to work.
Well, look, I'm a little disappointed in you because you are not working...
Stick around.
You're not working with the mind of a scam artist right now. Normally you are. Here's what you would do.
If the allegations
are true, let's say he could have lied to this person who bought the car in the first place. You get the car back to do the brake maintenance. You go, oh my God, I got under there. Look, the problem's worse than I thought.
The rotors are shot?
Everything's shot, and it's going to cost thousands of dollars to fix. And look, I feel bad. Let me just give you your money back, and we'll just act like this never happened.
Okay.
Then he sells the car to somebody else.
Total scam all.
Yep, he pockets the difference.
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't
be... Yeah, that one you could pull off.
If you bought a car from somebody, realized there were some brake issues, and brought it back for maintenance, and they came to you and said, listen, I'm really sorry. Look, I feel terrible. Let me refund you your money. That wouldn't be weird to hear, right?
No, actually,
that's
might be...
cutting your losses and moving on.
I was going to say, you might be thankful for that. Like, wow, I dodged a bullet.
But he didn't do that.
It doesn't say in the story he tried to offer a refund.
Right.
He couldn't be as dumb as telling me he couldn't just sell the car. There's no chance.
But also, the guy buying the car, where's the title? If the other guy's holding the title.
That's a good question. Unless the car had just been purchased.
Yeah.
Something hadn't gone through yet, and he just took the car back. Because you're right. To sell the car to a second person, he would need
proof.
Sign things over.
Right.
You can't have, like, two titles, can you?
I don't think so. Why would you? I mean, the state would only issue one title for a car.
Okay. No, I understand how titles work.
How would you have two unless you just forged it?
I mean, that would be a thing. Well, oh, Kimmy's making a face. Right. We got a Kimmy face.
I'm getting mixed reviews here.
Okay. Much like this show. Take your time. We're just doing a radio
show.
Well,
I want to get the right info.
Okay.
So give me a second.
A little aggressive there.
I don't want to give you the wrong information.
I'm doing my job.
Hey, are you done? Are you done?
It sounds like you can, technically.
Get two titles?
This is like a good idea.
Your party title and your big title?
This is saying, no, a car can't have two titles, but it can have multiple owners listed on a single title.
Okay, it's not the same.
No.
Boo.
But then this one says the answer is yes, and both can own it. So I don't know.
Oh, so if you are owning the car with somebody else, you can each have your own separate title?
I guess, maybe.
Okay, all right.
But it's only really one technical title with two names.
Now we're getting
into
schematics.
Let's do some further research here.
All right, where are your gearheads? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Could he have had two titles for the car to be able to pull this off? Because the other way that it happens is he never actually signed the title over to this other person.
Okay.
It was too quick. But I would think the second you handed cash to that man for the car, you would say,
I'm not driving off without it.
Unless you sold it to someone you were like really close with.
Or the guy's really dumb.
Okay.
Like he could have said, oh, you know what? I don't have the title right away. It's at the bank. I got to go to the bank, safety deposit box, get it. I'll get it to you in a few days.
Okay, see, that wouldn't work because you're the only person in the world that still uses a safety deposit box. Unless you're buying a car from Tommy Mulay or George Eastman, there would not be a safety deposit box involved.
I do. I like my safety deposit. I keep all my valuables.
I know you. What valuables?
I have two sets of divorce papers.
A CMF t-shirt from 1994.
I do. I have all that. Couple of bumper stickers.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, it looks like people are trying to get through, so you can stop your research if we want to try and get a solid listener
answer.
All right,
we'll give it a go.
All right. Again, we're talking about this guy out in Cayuga County. He is accused of selling a car to somebody. There were some issues with the brakes, so he took it back to do maintenance on it, according to police. Then when he got it back, he then sold the car to somebody else. He sold the car twice. According to police, he's been arrested for grand larceny. He has a court date coming up. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I expected a certain name and a certain voice.
Okay.
And you know what? That's wrong of me.
All right.
That's wrong of me because there are people that know about cars that are not just gruff old men.
All right.
For example, we have a car expert named Dottie.
Dottie?
Dottie is on CMF. Hey, Dottie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, what do you got?
So I think what he did is he claimed the title was lost, and he applied to the DMV for another one.
Ah, okay, that's if the allegations are true. Okay, so, yeah, I guess that would make sense.
And then I'm wondering if he's not trying to lie and claim that he refunded the other person their money.
So that was a theory, but it didn't show up in the story. And, I mean, that would make sense. Again, like, if you had the ability to make more money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like.
But eventually it was going to catch up to you.
Yeah, unless the person agreed to a refund, but which, again, it doesn't say in the story. All right, so, Dottie, I can get two titles if I lie and say I've lost the first title.
Right, because sometimes it happens, you know?
Sure. How hard is it to get
but
a new title?
From what I understand, the most recent title that was issued is the only valid title.
Okay, how hard would it be? Like, is it difficult to get a second title? Like, what do I have to bring to prove I lost my first title?
The other title.
You can even do it online, I think.
That seems like a pretty big oversight,
Dottie. You lost the title, yep.
Okay. All right. Well, Dottie,
I definitely know you can go in person and do it.
Okay, she's a Dottie.
I also think you can do it online.
All right, Dottie, I do want to say this is an honor because I think this is probably the last Dottie I'll ever talk to for the rest of my life.
The first and last. Yeah. First Dottie on the show.
To me before.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we usually call her Dorothy.
Oh, wait, no. Didn't you call up and yell at me because you used to work at a car dealership and you said I was saying stupid stuff?
No, I talked to you guys about that I fostered cats, and it was a cat story.
Right, I'm sorry. That name actually
foster
checks out better.
Cat.
Yeah,
okay.
Cat foster Dottie. All right. Yeah. All right, Dottie, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. Did you think there were any Dotties left?
No.
I mean, I'm glad there's a Dottie left.
I haven't had Dot, but she old.
She's still alive?
I think so.
You think so?
I kind of lost contact.
What, did you not call her this morning?
No, she's in Auburn, but she's with my cousin.
How old is she?
She's on the street.
She could be, my aunt, that's got to be in her 90s if she's still around.
But like, okay.
What? I have no further questions. No,
she had a good run,
she
man.
She lives down the street. Like, this ain't like a Florida or New York.
She was one
like,
of my favorite aunts.
She might
one of your favorite
alive.
Aunts and you have no idea what
sometimes you lose contact.
With a 90-year-old?
Yes.
How? They don't go anywhere.
Well, my Uncle Ron's gone. She's living with family. Okay, she's she went the way of my mother.
Maybe call
I'm sure she wants to sold out on the air.
No, look, you started it with the dot talk.
Talking about like my mother, all her sisters had like old lady names. Edith, Betty, Leona.
Yeah, that's a
they're
lineup.
All old lady they're all names from the 1920s.
Well, because they were born in the 1920s. Yes.
I know. There wasn't like one Sue in there.
It's like, you know, it's like all those firefighters are wearing firefighter hats. Why do you think that is?
But they all had like old guys. My uncles had old men names. Dick.
Okay.
Al.
Yeah.
Frank.
That's a hell of a bowling team.
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF again, talking about this man out in Cayuga County who was accused of selling a car twice after he sold it first, then got it back to do maintenance on the brakes, and then, according to police, sold it to somebody else. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
If this man was offered more money for the car after he got it back, like somebody comes by and goes, how much is that car? He goes, oh, it's not for sale. I'll give you blank. Would you blame him for trying to do this?
I mean, he may try to like get out of the other deal, but to literally sell the car before you settle the other deal is a scamola.
How much of a difference in cash, like how much extra profit would he have to make where you would understand him selling the car outright and then trying to figure it out on the back end?
$1,000.
Yeah, it's kind of my...
That low? That's not a lot of money.
Well, this car can't be that great to begin with, considering the brakes are shut. So I'm guessing this isn't a fabulous ride or like a classic Corvette.
Well, it could be a classic. I mean, you know, those cars are around long enough where you got to have maintenance done.
Yeah, but you kind of let it go.
Okay, but also the fact that he took it back to do the work himself tells me, and I'm just thinking out loud
here. He's a gearhead.
Well, not only that, but this is a unique car that he has experience with. You know what I mean?
Which all right, so let's say it's a fine ride.
Okay.
Let's say that ride's worth $15,000.
Okay.
So how much more profit would you need?
Let's say, yeah, he was, I don't know, I'm asking you.
So let's say the guy goes, I'll give you 20G.
5G, I would 5G, think.
5G, you may want to pull a move.
You're dangling 5G in front of my nose.
Because you'll settle up with the other guy.
Yeah, yeah, you're just making an extra 5G.
Right. But you're also screwing me out of my car.
Yeah, but I got 5G, though.
I know.
5G.
And you didn't really do a great job on those brakes.
By the way, this happened in a small town, too, so like the odds...
You might know the other guy.
Exactly. Like you're going to be walking down the street like, oh, too bad that car sucks. Oh.
Yeah, try scamming me in a small town.
You're going to see that driving around.
You know who got screwed?
Well, you'll hear it squealing.
The person that got screwed the hardest in this story is the person who bought the car the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because there ain't no car.
Well, that's just it. We actually don't know who ended up with the car in the story. I mean, the man was arrested for grand larceny, so that tells me that the second person may have gotten the car.
That car could be sitting in, like, car purgatory till they figure it all out.
Purgatory?
It's like, both guys could not have a car.
Did you go rush it on me all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Both guys now have car. In Russia, car drives you.
You think your deal is scary? Yeah, so both of those guys could be out a ride that they thought they had.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
And like the second person had no idea the situation they were walking into, right? Yeah. Like they bought this car, they were probably excited.
Well, I guess we don't really know that either.
Well, yeah, but why would you buy it if the deal's
maybe
already...
Maybe you convince a guy to sell it to you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Mm. We don't have enough information to judge. All right, so what did we learn here?
Cargate.
Cargate?
Yes.
We learned that you should always do stand-up business with people. Mm. We learned that you can just say you need another title, and they'll send it to you, according to Dottie. And we learned there are at least two Dotties left in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hold on to your dots.
Hold on. It's a company that's been in business almost 8 decades.
Wow.
It is a household name that it may be in your household right now. If not now, you've lived in a house that has had this before.
It's got to be quality stuff.
I mean, it is. And that actually might be the problem here.
Oh, too good.
This company going out of business, there are two theories, and Kimmy might have the better theory.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Did you see, Tommy?
What's that?
Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy.
Tupperware?
Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy.
Who ain't got Tupperware?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the company, fun fact, here's your fun Tupperware fact of the day, founded in 1946, and they exploded in the 1950s after everyone's mom started doing Tupperware parties. Mm-hmm. But then it expanded into stores, so like you can go into Walmart and Target and buy Tupperware, and it's become an American standard.
So who ran them out of business?
So nobody. That's the thing.
Too much competition from Big Lid?
Literally nobody, because name another company that sells stuff like this that has a name brand.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't really exist. So there is a theory in this story that we will touch on.
Nobody wants leftovers?
Everyone loves leftovers.
Yeah, but where are you putting your leftovers?
I'll tell you where to put them. Kimmy, your theory as to why Tupperware is bankrupt?
Well, she lives with a guy with no leftovers.
I know. We don't need much Tupperware. When you make something that lasts forever, people stop buying it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you probably have Tupperware of your own. You probably have been given Tupperware from other people. You're, you know, hand-me-down Tupperware.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who doesn't complain about the amount of Tupperware they have.
She's right.
And yeah, like, we have every size Tupperware.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Kimmy said, I have other people's Tupperware. I don't even know where it came from. And like
you
Tupperware.
Don't return it.
But Tupperware
it's never ending.
And it just materializes in your cupboard. Like all of a sudden you have more Tupperware.
Yeah.
You have lids to things that you don't even know where they came from. Like where's the matching bottom to it?
Yeah, it never dies. And like Tupperware, it's got this strange reputation for it. It's the one item in the kitchen that even the most OCD clean people have all agreed you can get it gross and stained and you'll keep using it.
Well, as soon as you put tomato sauce in it, it's
and
done.
Put it in the microwave.
It's done.
You have, if you want to try and keep it clean, you have to have one spaghetti Tupperware.
Yeah.
Or else everything is going to turn red.
Yeah, they get rank.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter. We keep using it.
No, you throw it in the dishwasher and blast it out.
Exactly. So that is a great theory. That is a great theory.
It's too good.
it sucks because it gives people like Apple excuses to make phones that fall apart in 5 years so they can sell us another one. But there's also another potential issue.
So where am I getting my food containers?
Glass has become a more popular option.
I know people have been trying to get away from plastic, so I think that's probably part of it.
And that leads to the second theory.
Oh, the cancer.
You got, well, microplastics.
Yeah, and people saying it gives you cancer.
It got a whole bunch of different ailments, right? People are moving away from plastic containers because of all the stories about the microplastics and the potential harms they can be causing. And, you know, this is...
But I like my food heated up in plastic.
Bro, it is horrifying to think, like, because, you know, it's still early on here, right, as we're learning about this stuff, and it's very possible this is really, really bad, like the equivalent of the lead in the gasoline of your generation, right? But, like, it is horrific to think if this stuff is actually that bad for us, what
the
we heated in the microwave.
I still do.
Aye, aye, aye.
Because it's like, hey, pop it in for 60 seconds, good to go.
Like, I don't, my wife has gotten to the point where, like, she won't cook anything in the microwave in, like, a container that comes from a restaurant.
Oh, really?
You know, it's like a plastic one?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I'm just like, boop, boop, I already got enough plastics in me, whatever.
I'm trying to think of how much stuff I've eaten off of, like, styrofoam and everything else.
Yes!
Any of that to-go stuff from a grocery store is in one of those containers most of the time, right? You just pop it in the microwave and heat it up.
But, like, back in the day, like, if you went and got a coffee to go somewhere, before, like, the explosion, like, Dunkin' and Starbucks, you got a styrofoam cup, and they poured steaming hot coffee in it. And then you drank it.
Yeah, not great.
Like, every trucker should have died at 32.
They did. They all died at 32.
Well, what did we find out, like, a couple months ago? You're not supposed to put the cup of noodles in the microwave?
Yeah, that can cause...
But it says that's how you cook it.
I know. I don't know. But that was news to me.
Like, all the steaming...
No, it doesn't say that's how you cook it. We just decided that's how we were going to cook it.
But look at all the steaming bag stuff. Like, you just pop in there, you got rice.
It is fun.
it's
boom,
a miracle.
Rice done.
But, like, that's... Wegmans still sells some of that stuff, and I don't know why I
have
put the steam in the bag.
Oh, vegetables. I love that stuff.
Same here. And I don't know why I have put all of my faith in Wegmans, right? Because remember,
they wouldn't do it if it was dangerous.
Well, no, but it was fine. When I was single, I lived off that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple of months ago, or was it over a year ago now, they removed their diet WPOP.
Yeah, because, the sodas.
Yeah, it didn't meet their standard for whatever, right? I assume now that, like, Wegmans has looked into all the... it's wrong. It's wrong of me to assume, right? But, like, Wegmans sells a steamable bag. It's probably safe.
I want the convenience, man. I'm not living forever.
But I would think it is weird. Because I would think you would be more picky about that stuff because you have the time to do it. I would think parents of children are the ones that are the most concerned with the easy, ready-to-go stuff, even though you need to save the time.
Well, here's what sucks about it, is like when all this plastic stuff, because it was right around the same time as COVID, and it kind of got covered up because, you know, the whole pandemic thing. My wife wanted to invest in a set of, like, glass Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but it's, like, heavy glass that you could put in the oven and stuff.
You got it. Right. That kind of stuff. No, but this was stuff to, like, carry around stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, put in their lunchbox
and
stuff.
And you drop it and you're done.
Bro, the expense...
Yeah,
the expense.
I think it's Pyrex or
Kimmy.
Stuff like that.
But it was
the cost.
It's the Pyrex. I'm telling you, man.
I know people that have been collecting that little by little.
So when she brings up the Pyrex, we've talked on the show again. We're talking
Pyrex
about,
is like number one. It's like the Cadillac of glass.
We're talking about Tupperware. They have declared bankruptcy. Worry is they're going out of business. Kimmy's theory is they made it too well and it doesn't go away, which is a great theory. The other theory brought up in this article is people are trying to get away from plastics. And, like, you know, you laugh at me all you want. Go buy, like, a 20-piece glass.
I would, because it'd be a fortune.
It Target. Yeah. I could not believe
and
it.
And it's heavy. Yeah.
It does make you feel fancy, though. I'll tell you that.
It does.
Yeah, until you got to lug it around.
Still, but it's like, look at me.
You drop it, it cracks. Here's the other thing. Think of all the disgusting things you've done with Tupperware. You put things in Tupperware that you shouldn't have, rinsed it out, and then...
Or, like, left it in your car.
Left it in your car, cleaned things up, threw things in. You needed something to catch something real quick that was dripping somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
You had to take your dog's dump to the vet and show it to him.
Well, wouldn't you just leave it there?
I just put that in a plastic bag.
Yeah. No, but if you got Tupperware, you seal it up nice with that patented burp, no stink.
Remind me to never eat leftovers at your house.
I took my dog's fecal matter in Tupperware to the vet.
Oh,
it was, what do you mean, Tom? It was perfect.
Why did you
did you reuse the Tupperware?
Yeah, I did. I threw it in the dishwasher. Bro, you eat and ingest so much ass in your lifetime that you don't even know about.
Well, yeah, only because I knew your mom. But outside of that, regular people.
But when you don't know about it, it's easier to get past than if you do know about
Everybody's done something disgusting with Tupperware, and they've served you food in it later.
You know, now that we're having this conversation, so we bring up the glass stuff. Kimmy, you talked about Pyrex. The reason why Pyrex has re-exploded in...
The glassware.
Yeah, in popularity. Mm. So, for example, we talked about this on the show like a year ago. Corningware and Pyrex goes for big bucks, vintage stuff on eBay. And if you find that stuff in a thrift store,
you jump on it.
No, you do, because you can flip it and make legitimate amount. Kimmy,
flip that glass.
One of our coworkers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he cleaned up.
Yeah, they bought a house. His family did. They found this Pyrex collection on the wall. They paid for the house. They paid for the house.
Legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking now, like, you know, back as a kid, all of our dishes were Tupperware dishes.
Yeah.
Everything was plastic. And I remember we had this green plate that I used on a regular basis. And we had these busted. My mother and never bought new silverware our lives.
So nothing matched.
It was all, no, nothing matched. We had these steak knives. They had a wood handle that looked like they were carved out of like the original Johnny Appleseed planted tree. And they were just gnarly. And I would like cut food on this plastic plate. And I vividly remember pieces of the plate like on the food
off.
I was eating. I'm just like, bah, bah, bah.
Shards of plastic.
So I'm not even like ingesting like the I'm ingesting the actual plastic.
Straight up plastic.
I'm going to die tomorrow.
Nah, you're fine.
We're all going to die.
By the way, we're living longer than ever.
We were.
We are.
We were living longer.
Death by Tupperware.
You know, it also makes you wonder too, like, you know, I brought up the lead and the gasoline, really unhealthy. They changed that. Yeah. Okay, everything's going to be better now. Now here come the microplastics. This could be really terrifying. All right, but they're going to make moves, I'm assuming, if the research they're doing holds true, they'll change that.
Sure.
What's going to be the next thing? Because there's always going to be a thing.
Well, they already scared you with like the sugar substitutes that give you cancer.
Well, that was like 40 years ago.
Cigarettes be bad.
Obviously.
All right, so what would be the next thing we're enjoying now we'll have to give up?
Like something that we use on a daily basis that's relatively new, where we're like, wow, this is great. And then all of a sudden, is it phones?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the radiation coming out of your phone?
We would probably know that by now, right? Well, no, we didn't know for plastics.
Has it been enough time?
It's going to be something.
Something that you love and that's super
convenient.
Yeah.
But like phone seems too obvious, right? Like phone, it was like, of course. Right. Like nobody
people,
saw
are, people were suspicious of that from day one kind of thing.
Were people suspicious of plastic? I don't remember people being suspicious of plastic back in the day.
No.
No, right?
No, it was like the space age, modern convenience.
Who would have thought that putting a bunch of oil into a container that you heated up and ate out of would have been bad?
But yeah, but here's the thing. Like, so you have your microwave oven, right?
Sure, yeah.
They've never recalled one of them. What's that thing doing? It cooks it in 60 seconds, and I can touch it almost as soon as I open up the thing.
What's going on with that?
Well, they never recalled. They never said that this is bad for you.
Well, yeah, but that's also been around for so long that we would probably know that by now, right?
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So just think about throughout the rest of your day, if you really want to be paranoid, what daily
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Wi-Fi.
Shut up.
What's floating through your house,
man? Shut up, man.
The Wi-Fi... waves are going and cooking
Wi-Fi
your
waves
are
man.
Cooking your brain, and it's forcing you to eat plastic.
We need.
We're going to be a bunch of Wi-Fi brain eating, plastic chewing people.
It's time to take Facebook away from Tommy.
Well, think about what's floating through your house.
Hold on, Aaron Rodgers is on hold. He wants to talk to you about
the
your
Wi-Fi.
Ideas.
Yeah, okay. Maybe the Wi-Fi make us crazy.
Okay, but wait a minute. We've been blasting radio waves throughout the air our entire
different.
Lives.
Different. Yeah. Wi-Fi. It's different.
Explain it to me, man who's worked at radio for 3 decades. What's different about it?
It's modern. And it's faster.
It's a company that's been in business almost 8 decades.
Wow.
It is a household name that it may be in your household right now. If not now, you've lived in a house that has had this before.
It's got to be quality stuff.
I mean, it is. And that actually might be the problem here.
Oh, too good.
This company going out of business, there are two theories, and Kimmy might have the better theory.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Did you see, Tommy?
What's that?
Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy.
Tupperware?
Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy.
Who ain't got Tupperware?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the company, fun fact, here's your fun Tupperware fact of the day. Mm. Founded in 1946, and they exploded in the 1950s after everyone's mom started doing Tupperware parties. Mm-hmm. But then it expanded into stores, so like you can go into Walmart and Target and buy Tupperware, and it's become an American standard.
So who ran them out of business?
So nobody. That's the thing.
Too much competition from Big Lid?
Literally nobody, because name another company that sells stuff like this that has a name brand.
Right.
Doesn't really exist. So there is a theory in this... story that we will touch on.
Nobody wants leftovers?
Everyone loves leftovers.
Yeah, but where are you putting your leftovers?
I'll tell you where to put them. Kimmy, your theory as to why Tupperware is bankrupt?
Well, she lives with a guy with no leftovers.
I know. We don't need much Tupperware. When you make something that lasts forever, people stop buying it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you probably have Tupperware of your own. You probably have been given Tupperware from other people, your, you know, hand-me-down Tupperware.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who doesn't complain about the amount of Tupperware they have.
She's right.
And yeah, like, we have every size Tupperware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Kimmy said, I have other people's Tupperware. I don't even know where it came from. And like
you
Tupperware.
Don't return it.
Tupperware
it's
just
never ending.
Like, and it just materializes in your cupboard. Like all of a sudden you have more Tupperware.
Yeah.
You have lids to things that you don't even know where they came from. Like where's the matching bottom to it?
Yeah, it never dies. And like Tupperware, it's got this strange reputation for it. It's the one item in the kitchen that even the most OCD clean people have all agreed you can get it gross and stained and you'll keep using it.
Well, as soon as you put tomato sauce in it, it's
and
done.
Put it in the microwave.
It's done.
You have, if you want to try and keep it clean, you have to have one spaghetti Tupperware.
Yeah.
Or else everything is going to turn red.
Yeah, they get rank.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter. We keep using it.
No, you throw it in the dishwasher and blast it out.
Exactly. So that is a great theory. That is a great theory.
It's too good.
It sucks because it gives people like Apple excuses to make phones that fall apart in 5 years so they can sell us another one. But there's also another potential issue.
So where am I getting my food containers?
Glass has become a more popular option.
I know people have been trying to get away from plastic, so I think that's probably part of it.
And that leads to the second theory.
Oh, the cancer.
You got, microplastics.
Yeah, and people saying it gives you cancer.
It got a whole bunch of different ailments, right? People are moving away from plastic containers because of all the stories about the microplastics and the potential harms they can be causing. And, you know, this is...
But I like my food heated up in plastic.
Bro, it is horrifying to think, like, because, you know, it's still early on here, right, as we're learning about this stuff, and it's very possible this is really, really bad, like the equivalent of the lead in the gasoline of your generation, right? But, like, it is horrific to think if this stuff is actually that bad for us, what
the
we heated in the microwave.
I still do.
Ay, ay, ay.
Because it's like, hey, pop it in for 60 seconds, good to go.
Like, my wife has gotten to the point where, like, she won't cook anything in the microwave in, like, a container that comes from a restaurant.
Oh, really?
You know, like a plastic one?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I'm just like, boop, boop, I already got enough plastics in me, whatever.
I'm trying to think of how much stuff I've eaten off of, like, styrofoam and everything else.
Yes!
Any of that to-go stuff from a grocery store is in one of those containers most of the time, right? You just pop it in the microwave and heat it up.
But, like, back in the day, like, if you went and got a coffee to go somewhere, before, like, the explosion, like, Dunkin' and Starbucks, you got a styrofoam cup, and they poured steaming hot coffee. And then you drank it.
Yeah, not great.
Like, every trucker should have died at 32.
They did. They all died at 32.
Well, what did we find out, like, a couple months ago? You're not supposed to put the cup of noodles in the microwave?
Yeah, that can cause...
But it says that's how you cook it.
I know. I don't know. But that was news to me.
Like, all the steaming...
No, it doesn't say that's how you cook it. We just decided that's how we were going to cook it.
But look at all the steaming bag stuff. Like, you just pop in there, you got rice.
It is fun.
it's a miracle.
Rice done.
But, like, that's... Wegmans still sells some of that stuff, and I don't know why I the steam in the bag.
Oh,
vegetables.
I love that stuff.
Same here, and I don't know why I have put all of my faith in Wegmans, right? Because remember,
they wouldn't do it if it was dangerous.
Well, but it was fine when I was single. Yeah. I lived off that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. And a couple of months ago, or was it over a year ago now? They removed their diet WPOP.
Yeah, because, the sodas.
Yeah, it didn't meet their standard for whatever. Right. I assume now that, like, Wegmans has looked into all the... it's wrong. It's wrong of me to assume, right? But, like, Wegmans sells a steamable bag. It's probably safe.
I want the convenience, man. I'm not living forever.
But I would think it is weird. God. Because I would think you would be more picky about that stuff because you have the time to do it. I would think parents of children are the ones that are the most...
Oh, yeah.
...concerned with the easy, ready-to-go stuff, even though you need to save the time.
Well, here's what sucks about it, is like when all this plastic stuff, because it was right around the same time as COVID, and it kind of got covered up because, you know, the whole pandemic thing. My wife wanted to invest in a set of, like, glass Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, but it's, like, heavy glass that you could put in the oven and stuff.
You got it, that kind of stuff. No, but this was stuff to, like, carry around stuff for the kids.
Yeah,
you, like, put in their lunchbox
and
stuff.
And you drop it and you're done.
Bro, the expense.
Yeah,
the expense.
I think it's Pyrex,
the expense,
or
Kimmy,
stuff like that.
But it was,
yeah.
I mean,
the cost.
It's the pie. Well, I'm telling you, man. I
know people that have been collecting that little
the
by
cost.
Little.
So
the
no, she brings up the Pyrex. We've talked on the show again. We're talking
Pyrex
about,
is like number one. It's like the Cadillac of glass.
We're talking about Tupperware. They have declared bankruptcy. Worry is they're going out of business. Kimmy's theory is they made it too well and it doesn't go away, which is a great theory. The other theory brought up in this article is people are trying to get away from plastics. And, like, you know, you laugh at me all you want. Go buy like a 20-piece glass.
I would, because it'd be a fortune.
It Target. Yeah. I could not believe
and
it.
And it's heavy. Yeah.
It does make you feel fancy, though. I'll tell you that.
It does.
Yeah, you got to lug it around.
And still, but it's like, look at me.
You drop it, it cracks. Here's the other thing. Think of all the disgusting things you've done with Tupperware. You put things in Tupperware that you shouldn't have, rinsed it out, and then...
Or like left it in your car.
Left it in your car, yeah. Cleaned things up, threw things in. You needed something to catch something real quick that was dripping somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
You had to take your dog's dump to the vet and show it to him.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you just leave it there?
I just put that in a plastic bag. Yeah.
No, but if you got Tupperware, you seal it up nice with that patented burp, no stink.
Remind me to never eat leftovers at your house.
I took my dog's fecal matter in Tupperware to the vet.
Oh.
It was, what are you talking about? It was perfect.
Why did you just
reuse
it?
The Tupperware?
Yeah, I did. I threw it in the dishwasher. Bro, you ingest so much ass in your lifetime that you don't even know about.
Well, yeah, only because I knew your mom. But outside of that, regular people.
But when you don't know about it, it's easier to get past than if you do know about
Everybody's done something disgusting with Tupperware, and they've served you food in it later.
You know, now that we're having this conversation, so we bring up the glass stuff. Kimmy, you talked about Pyrex. The reason why Pyrex has re-exploded in...
The glassware.
In popularity. Mm. So, for example, we talked about this on the show like a year ago. Corningware and Pyrex goes for big bucks, vintage stuff on eBay. And if you find that stuff in a thrift store,
you jump on it.
No, you do, because you can flip it and make legitimate amount. Kimmy,
flip that glass.
One of our coworkers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he cleaned up.
Yeah, they bought a house. His family did. They found this Pyrex collection on the wall. They paid for the house. They paid for the house.
Legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking now, like, you know, back as a kid, all of our dishes were Tupperware dishes.
Yeah.
Everything was plastic. And I remember we had this green plate that I used on a regular basis. And we had these busted. My mother and never bought new silverware our lives.
So nothing matched.
It was nothing matched. We had these steak knives. They had a wood handle that looked like they were carved out of like the original Johnny Appleseed planet tree. And they were just gnarly. And I would like cut food on this plastic plate. And I vividly remember pieces of the plate like on the food
off.
I was eating. I'm just like, bah, bah, bah.
Shards of plastic.
So I'm not even like ingesting like the I'm ingesting the actual plastic.
Straight up plastic.
I'm going to die tomorrow.
Nah, you're fine.
We're all going to die.
By the way, we're living longer than ever.
We were.
We
were living longer.
Death by Tupperware.
You know, it also makes you wonder, too, like, you know, I brought up the lead and the gasoline, really unhealthy. They changed that. Yeah. Okay, everything's going to be better now. Now, here come the microplastics. This could be really terrifying. All right, but they're going to make moves, I'm assuming, if the research they're doing holds true, they'll change that.
Sure.
What's going to be the next thing? Because there's always going to be a thing.
Well, they already scared you with, like, the sugar substitutes that give you cancer.
Well, that was, like, 40 years ago.
Cigarettes be bad.
Obviously.
All right, so what would be the next thing we're enjoying now we'll have to give up?
Like, something that we use on a daily basis that's relatively new, where we're like, wow, this is great. And then all of a sudden, is it phones?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well,
the radiation coming out of your phone?
We would probably know that by now, right? Well, no, we didn't know for plastics.
Has it been enough time?
It's going to be something.
Something that you love and that's super
convenient.
Yeah.
But like phone seems too obvious, right? Like phone, it was like, of course. Right. Like nobody
People were suspicious of that from day one kind of thing.
Were people suspicious of plastic? I don't remember people being suspicious of plastic back in the day.
No,
right?
No, it was like the space age, modern convenience.
Who would have thought that putting a bunch of oil into a container that you heated up and ate out of would have been bad?
But here's the thing. Like, so you have your microwave oven, right?
Sure, yeah.
They've never recalled one of them. What's that thing doing? It cooks it in 60 seconds. And I can touch it almost as soon as I open up the thing.
What's going on with that?
Well, they never recalled. They never said that this is bad for you.
Well, yeah, but that's also been around for so long that we would probably know that by now, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't know. So just think about throughout the rest of your day, if you really want to be paranoid, what daily
I know what it is.
What is it?
Wi-Fi.
Shut up.
What's floating through your house,
Shut up, man.
The Wi-Fi waves are going and cooking cooking your brain. And it's forcing you to eat plastic.
We need
We're going to be a bunch of Wi-Fi, brain-eating, plastic-chewing people.
It's time to take Facebook away from Tommy.
Well, think about what's floating through your house.
Hold on, Aaron Rodgers is on hold. He wants to talk to you about your
Wi-Fi.
Ideas.
Yeah, okay. Maybe the Wi-Fi make us crazy.
Okay, but wait a minute, wait a minute. We've been blasting radio waves throughout the air our entire
different.
Lives.
Different, it's Wi-Fi. It's different.
Explain it to me, man who's worked at radio for 3 decades. What's different about it?
It's modern. And it's faster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.